The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Being single is tough. Being single with children is even harder, whether you are a single mother or a single father. And I think one of the most difficult things is dating and introducing those children to your new person. We had a kiddo hit me up on Instagram, and she's not feeling her mom's new boyfriend.
What's going on with it?
She just doesn't like him. She says he's rude and that, you know, she doesn't like the way
How
he treats
she?
Her mom. She's 13.
That's a tricky age, right? Because then she's like aware of like to know what's going on with
her
parents too. So she might just be like on her dad's side and be like, yo, this dude.
Could be, or could be that he's not a good person. You know, I'm in the middle of asking her how long have they been seeing each other before.
That's
he
one thing,
because
when we got together, you didn't let me meet your kids for over
years.
A year.
Yeah. But the reason why though is because, and this is embarrassing, but you know, I had my first child when I was 15, I was very young. I made mistakes with my first two children. And the thing I said after my divorce was, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to bring someone into their lives that's not going to be there long term, because it's not a breakup just with you. You've put this person in front of these children. Either they get connected to them and then everybody's breaking up. It's a family affair at that point. And I didn't want to hurt them because I already did that. And I was like, not going to happen this time. I remember we went to the water park. Otto was so upset because it was me and my friend and her daughter and my daughter. And he's like, am I going? I said, no. No, and he was like, what?
Still heard about that. But I mean, shout out to all the dads that go into the situation, being the stepdad, though. It's really difficult from our situation, too. Going into the situation with you having kids, I never was like, call me dad. I'm your dad now. Just call me my name. We're cool. Not that we're cool. I'm a parental figure, but we can be cool.
Yeah, and they have their parent.
And did you feel like, at what point did you want to meet the kids? Were you like, all right, I'm ready to meet
I want to go to the water park.
You're ready to meet them.
It's more about going to the water park than meeting the kids at that point.
I'm still in a big phase where I'm really hesitant to meet anybody's children. Unless...
Oh, because you're the single guy. Yeah. Okay, so what if a woman tells you, I got a kid? How are you handling that?
I'll see you when you don't have them. We'll leave it right
there.
What weekend is not yours? And there we go, dude. So on that note, too, shout out to all the participating baby daddies. They get their kids on schedule. It helps guys like me keep up with the single moms.
Yeah, I really love that. I think today, millennial dads and older Gen Z dads are spending more time with their kids. There's a new study out because they see how their pops operate and they want to do better for their children. So I do see that trend, which is a good trend, right? Trending up.
It's not like the good old days where you could just move across town and have a whole new
family. And never see your kids anymore.
Or only see them every other week.
Why would you want to do that, though? You know, you want to be a good father figure. My rule and my advice to any woman or man, when the person you're with has said, it's me and you, and we're moving forward with our lives, then you can bring them in. Otherwise, I think you are taking a risk that's just unnecessary.
But then there's the moms that are too overprotective of their children and won't date and won't see men.
And then they don't have a life.
Like my mom right now. My dad passed last year, but my mom and dad had been divorced for like 5 or 6 years. But my mom, she's super Catholic. She just decided that she
doesn't believe in divorce.
She was never divorced. But now she comes to me to talk to me like, hey, do you think it's okay if I talk to this person? Or she's going to Jamaica.
And she's
meeting up with some of my dad and her old friends.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to like say it was okay.
She might get hooked up over there. She wants you to
say. Let's not go that far, okay? But I just thought, I was like, you're a grown woman. All of her kids are grown. Why would you need our approval?
Because she feels that way. Don't you want your mother to find someone and be happy? Do you want her to be alone the rest of her life?
No.
Okay.
I mean, how do you, like, what do you do? I mean, you've been dealing with this.
My mom's been, I'm a little numb to it. After I realized my mom was banging my brother's barber when I was a kid,
I kind of got
like numb to all the whole thing.
Let mom live.
My question to you, though.
I don't know if I would have been able to handle that.
My question to you, though, Dana, is what's your message to the young girl who is a little bit upset with the mom's choice in men?
The same question I just asked DJ Automatic to anybody. Don't you want your mother, don't you want your father to be happy? Don't you want them to find love
with
the right person and find someone to spend their lives with? Of course you do. So give that person a shot.
Well, whoever this dude is that keeps asking my mom to go dancing, I'm going to have to meet him first.
I'm watching you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, today's WTF story. There was an Amish family. They had their horse and buggy pulled up to Walmart and someone stole it.
Oh.
Yeah, they got to be in New Mexico.
No, it was in Michigan. Oh. It was in Michigan. Witnesses told police that they saw a female suspect get into the back of the buggy and take off.
She must be well-versed in horses.
I guess.
How are the witnesses just going to look at it and not yell anything? Like, hey, that's not your buggy.
Say? I don't know.
You don't even have the outfit on.
Yeah. Oh. Police recovered the buggy and the horse, both unharmed. Now, the woman was arrested at a nearby hotel and charged with larceny and larceny of livestock. Two felonies.
She rode the buggy to the hotel.
On a whole other note, I saw a bunch of Mormons at a bus stop the other day. I thought they were supposed to take buggies.
Oh. Mormons and Amish, two different religions.
Oh, wait, that's what I meant, Amish. I got my religions mixed
America.
Up. All right, well, I didn't get this mixed up. There's a woman in Manchester, New Hampshire, who fell inside of a dumpster.
Oh.
Then the garbage truck shows up. Garbage truck picks up the dumpster, throws it in the back with her in it.
No.
They start compacting the trash.
Oh, my God.
With this woman inside of the dumpster?
They compact it four times. They finally hear her screaming. So they go to pull her out. No scratches, nothing. She's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a real-life Oscar the Grouch.
She really is. She must be a little Mexicana like me. She couldn't get out of the
dumpster. Actually, she's from UK. So
no, she's from New Hampshire. That's oh,
New Hampshire.
States.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know it doesn't really come up in the news much, but it's right here in the U.S.
Good old New Hampshire. All right. Well, from New Hampshire to Kentucky, where Kentucky is inviting aliens to visit Kentucky before they go anywhere else.
Why?
The Kentucky Travel Organization has shined a infrared beam up to the sky. Now, this will be the first thing you see as you descend down into Earth, and they're just inviting the aliens to come out and check out, quote-unquote, the best place on Earth, Lexington,
Kentucky. I've DJed in Kentucky a few times. It is not the best place on Earth,
there's
and it's not
things,
the best representation of the world.
Hold on. Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC Chicken, that's good. Come on.
Getting the alien some buckets right away.
Yeah. Well, there's be
Jack
something.
Harlow. They're done.
Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
And a shot of bourbon.
Why bourbon?
Well, because then they'll believe that Kentucky is the best place on Earth.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.